Welcome to The Desert Scene with Bonnie G from the Mutual Broadcasting System, where we explore the vibrant world of arts, culture, and entertainment in the desert. Join us as we uncover the hidden gems and shining stars that make this arid landscape burst with creativity. Brought to you by El Portal Mexican Restaurant in Cathedral City, where authentic cuisine meets affordable prices. Diving into the desert oasis of talent and inspiration, here's Bonnie.
And welcome to The Desert Scene. Very happy to have you with us and very happy to welcome to the show Gina Zolman, who is a buddy of mine, a wonderful singer in town. And she's got a big show coming up in May, May 12th, Could I Have This Dance and Maria Tribute Concert at the Sunday Cabaret Series at the Arthur Newman Theater. Hi, Gina. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bonnie. How are you?
Good, good, good. So what drew you to Anne Murray? What made you decide to do a tribute concert to her in particular?
Well, you know, I'm a snowbird, and our pied de terre in Washington State is in Point Roberts, which is actually a suburb of Vancouver. It's the United States, but it's very close to Vancouver. And I was looking to do a show that I could take into Canada and into the United States, and I Googled Anne Murray, who's long been a icon of mine. I grew up with her music. In fact, the first show I ever did, the first gig I ever did was a wedding, and I sang Anne Murray songs. Mm-hmm. So I looked, and there was not even one tribute show being done to Anne Murray in all of Canada. I said, this is an opportunity. She's an icon in Canada. She blazed the trail for Celine Dion and Katie Lang and Shania mm-hmm. Twain. She's just a sensation that has retired. She's been retired since 2008. So I thought, maybe I can do a tribute show and do it in Palm Springs and get it on its legs and then take it into Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I got all excited about it, and I made it happen.
Excellent. Yeah, that's interesting that no one else was doing a tribute show to her. It's kind of, were you surprised at that?
I was surprised because I saw three entries of people that had done it, but they were old entries. You couldn't even get into their website. There was nothing happening.
Okay. So now she had a lot of great music. So how do you, and is your show, is it about an hour? How long was your show, would you say?
It'll be an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
We're about 20 songs. So, and she sold 54 million albums. To give you an idea of how big she was, she did 5 CBS specials, and the average viewership was 43 million per show.
Wow. Yeah, she was really, really hot there for a while. So she had so much material. How do you narrow it down as to what songs you're going to put in your show?
You know, that's a very good question. I pretty much did the songs of hers that I like the most. But they also happen to be all 4 Grammy winners that she has. And it happens to be songs that all went platinum, over 100,000 copies sold, records sold. But you could do 2 or 3 shows of her material easily.
Mm-hmm.
But this first show, I'm starting out with her first number one hit, Snowbird.
Yeah. Great tune.
That put her on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And then I touch on the 2 Kenny Loggins songs she did. She had a dry spell after her first hit, and her next hit was Danny's Song, which was Kenny Loggins before he was famous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then she went back to Kenny Loggins and said, do you have anything else for me, when she didn't have another number one hit for a while, and he gave her a love song, which was her first Grammy.
Wow. Wow, how great is that? There are a couple of songs that just popped into my head. I imagine you're doing You Needed Me. Are you doing that?
Yes.
Yes.
And You Needed Me is my sign-off song. I'm saving it for the last because it's her favorite song. She's gone on record as saying it's the best crafted song she's ever sung.
Wow. And there was another tune that she did. It's lesser known, I think, unless you're a big Anne Murray fan, Raining in My Heart. Are you doing that? I love that song. Are you doing that one? It's a lesser known.
No, but there's a couple of songs like that I'm not doing because of there's a wintry feeling is a very Canadian song, and I'm doing things that are more upbeat mm-hmm. and lively. I'm trying to do a mix of ballads and up-tempos. And I can't do everything, but I'm doing what I feel are the songs that speak to me, the things that I really love. Yeah. A Broken-Hearted Me, Just Another Woman in Love, Shadows in the Moonlight.
Oh, that's a great tune, yeah.
Daydream Believer. She has a Tennessee Waltz, mm-hmm. Song for the Myra. She always did an acoustic portion of her show, and she would take suggestions for songs from the audience. I can't do that because I don't know her whole repertoire.
Yeah.
But I do a mock-up of that with Song for the Myra, which is a sea shanty that has been recorded over 300 times since it came out in the 80s by Celtic Thunder and by a lot of choirs. It's a very iconic Canadian-type song, but I give a twist because Emery did like the desert. She did play golf here, and I thought, well, if she was a snowbird and made this place her second home, she would sing about the tramway. So I add lyrics to Song for the Myra and call it Song for the Tramway.
Excellent. All right, we're going to take a really quick break, and we'll talk more with Gina Azulman in just a moment.
Craving a delicious meal that won't break the bank? Look no further than El Portal Mexican Restaurant in Cathedral City. At El Portal, we pride ourselves on offering family-friendly dining with affordable prices on our authentic Mexican cuisine. Owner Victor Lucurcio and his dedicated staff make you feel like part of the family. Whether you choose to dine in, take out, or opt for delivery, you can always count on fresh, mouth-watering dishes that will transport you to the heart of Mexico. Enjoy discounts throughout the week and explore one of the valley's best selections of tequila to complement your meal. Join us for live entertainment on Friday evenings and consider El Portal for your next special occasion with our catering services. Visit eatatelportal.com for more details and discover why El Portal Mexican Restaurant has become a culinary gem in the desert. El Portal, located one block south of Ramon on Des Palmes and Via Oliveira.
And we're back with Gina Azulman, a wonderful singer here in the desert who's got a big tribute concert to Anne Murray coming up May 12th. Sunday, May 12th, Could I Have This Dance? 3 p.m. Doors open at 2:30, $20 at the door, and it's going to be at the Arthur Newman Theater at the Jocelyn Center. So let's talk just a little bit, go back to your background. Gina, where are you from originally?
I grew up in Garden Grove, and it was so close to Disneyland, we could see the fireworks from our backyard.
Wow. And did you always know that you wanted to be a performer?
Well, I got the bug early. I sang a Japanese song, Sakura, at the PTA meeting in first grade in front of 600 people, and I wasn't nervous at all. Mm-hmm. And I've been in choirs since fourth grade, and the culmination of my choral work was in 1998. I sang with the Marina Singers at Carnegie Hall.
Wow. I've never gotten that honor to sing at Carnegie Hall. And you have at least one CD. Is it just one CD at this point? Do you have more than one?
I have the one CD, but I'm working on my second CD. It's called Originals, or Origina Ols, so it's got Gina in the middle of it.
Okay.
And I've recorded two songs for that album so far.
And what would you say, let me back up, anyone else in your family musical, or is it just yourself?
My brother plays bass in his own rock band, my brother Tom, but he's never recorded or toured. He's just a local fixture in Orange County.
And did you get encouragement from your family when you decided that this is kind of what you wanted to do?
I could also say that my dad sang in Glee Club at his alma mater, Manhattan College, which is in Riverdale, the Bronx, in New York. And in his group was Dennis Day. I don't know if you remember Dennis Day.
I do.
He was on the Benny.
Yeah.
Well, on the Jack Benny program.
Okay.
So he sang in the Glee Club, which was a lot of a cappella work as well. So he had a good voice.
And I always like to ask singers, I'm a singer and actress as well, what is your process to prepare for a show, right before a show, not major prepare, but, you know, 10 minutes before you go on the stage? Do you say a certain prayer, or do you have certain superstitions?
I like to have my cues and my lyrics in front of me. And I especially want that first song to be impactful.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to just relax hydrate, drink a little tea, a little warm tea, not too hot, not too cold. And I go over my cues because I want to know at the end of a song exactly what happens when the applause dies down. Yeah. Where do I stand? Where do I sit? Do I go to the piano? Do I talk? Do I segue to the next song? So those transitions, because I will have the whole book of the whole show memorized by this Tuesday. So I've got 3 weeks to work on transitions and choreography and placement of different people on the stage, because I do have two backup singers and they will join me center stage occasionally. So it's really about making, right before the show, is getting that moment of peace, like I've done my homework, now it's time to enjoy it.
Yeah. Who's playing for you? Do you have a trio or just piano, or what's your instrument?
Well, yes, you've seen my CD. It's all the players who recorded my first CD with me, with the exception of I have Doug McDonald playing guitar instead of Terry Wallman. And we have the two backup singers, Felicia Mason and Alicia Bates, who are really well known in the desert. So to be specific, Steve Rollins plays piano, Jennifer Lightham bass, Dave Tull, who, by the way, I was watching a Barbara Streisand 2017 special. He was her drummer. Isn't that amazing? So Marek Sapakowicz on cello, and like I said, Doug McDonald, who gigs all over
he's fabulous.
Coachella
love Doug.
Valley.
Yeah.
I love him. And then we have the two backup singers. And Jackie Gibson is my guest singer, and she guested for me on my show Love, Loss, and What I Weighed at the NeuroVitality Center in November, and she was a big hit. She's a friend that goes back 25 years from when I was doing cabaret in Los Angeles, and she loves the desert, and people love her, so I'm really lucky to have her.
Excellent. Well, Gina Zolman, Anne Murray Tribute Concert, Could I Have This Dance, Sunday, May 12th, 3 p.m., doors open 2:30, $20 cash tickets at the door at the Arthur Newman Theater, the Jocelyn Center. They have this great Sunday cabaret series. What a great idea. Wonderful. See, I'm going to try to come. Best of luck to you on this, Gina. Congratulations. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's been a pleasure.
All right, Gina Zolman, and we'll see the rest of you the next time on The Desert Scene.
The Desert Scene is a production of the Mutual Broadcasting System and is sponsored by El Portal Mexican Restaurant. Eat at elportal.com.